Chi DeVito Sportsnet broke this news earlier today on the hiring of Charlie Montoyo. He joins us now. Well, listen, before we get into anything else, we were talking about coaching staff and who gets to decide and who Charlie might be interested in bringing in. You want to throw your two cents in here? Do you have any thoughts?
Well, I agree with Stephen. Unless Pete Walker gets a better opportunity elsewhere, I think he's coming back here. I think the Blue Jays are very happy with him, and he very much deserves to be back. From that point on, I'm not sure there are any sure bets. You know, I know the Blue Jays are big fans of DeMarlo Hale, the John Gibbons right. bench coach, a guy who's worked on a number of different staff, has a lot of experience, connects really well with people. Can certainly see him being back. I certainly see Louis Rivera, the third base coach, coming back as well. I mean, he's really done wonders with a lot of infielders over the course of his career. And, you know, he's certainly a guy that could play as well. But, you know, you're right. You know, Charlie Montoyo's got to get his picks. I mean, you can't just put him in the manager's chair and then That's not right. give him any of the people he feels comfortable with. So he's going to have say on three or four guys. And I'm really curious to see what they do at hitting coach. You know, I think that's going to be a really interesting one if they move away and try to do something different from Brook Jacoby. And is that someone a bit younger? Is that someone who has a bit of a different look, especially as they start moving forward?
On Hale, I'd like to talk about Jacoby too, but on Hale, you know, am I wrong in thinking that probably the managers, like if he's given a couple of spots where he can make his own decision almost regardless of the organization, I'm thinking you better have a relationship with the guy who's sitting beside you most days and you're talking to most on the bench. And I don't know if there's a relationship between Hale and Montoyo at all. And wouldn't that be the guy most likely that he'd want to have somebody that he's comfortable with there?
Typically, yeah. Typically, the bench coach is the right-hand man of the manager. But, you know, DeMarlo Hale is known throughout the game. I'm sure, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sure that he and Montoyo have some sort of relationship, you know, two guys who have been around as long as both of them have.
You'd think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that they've crossed paths. And look, I mean, I think if you're going to find someone who has a bad thing to say about DeMarlo Hale, I mean, or if you're looking for someone with a bad thing to say about DeMarlo Hale, then good luck. You know, yeah. I mean, I don't know anyone Agreed. Who doesn't like him. So, you know, he's certainly someone who can work with any number of different types of managers. But there is a comfort level that you have to give your new guy. I mean, you don't want to set him off and put him in a spot where he doesn't feel completely at ease with who he's around. And especially for a first-time manager, I mean, a lot of things are going to be new for Charlie Montoyo. You know, you want to give him some people he can lean on that he's particularly comfortable with.
Chi, I know it's only, what, 3 hours or so since you broke the news that Montoyo had been hired. When we were kicking around the names of candidates, you wrote the story about the names of candidates. We had Baldelli. We had, you know, we had some other people who were finalists. We thought there was always the mysterious fifth candidate, and I guess it may well have been him. But do you have any sense of how at this stage how we got to Montoyo?
No, I'm not certain. I mean, he obviously would have been part of the process. You know, they didn't just parachute him in at the end and sneak him in. And he's probably that mystery guy. You know, like we thought there were five guys. We had four names. We couldn't figure out who that fifth one was. And it must have, you know, Montoyo was in town to interview on Tuesday. And so, you know, he obviously came in at the end. But, you know, I thought all along it was going to be someone from the Rays or the Astros. You know, three of the five finalists were from those organizations. And, you know, the guess would have been, or my guess initially would have been for Baldelli. But I think, you know, Montoyo gives them something that we might have underplayed. You know, Ross Atkins talked a lot in the final weeks of John Gibbons about just how much he valued John Gibbons' experience, his touch, his feel, and that's something that you can't fast track. And although he doesn't have it in the manager's role, I mean, Montoyo, with 18 years of coaching experience at every level in baseball, you know, that's something that you can't replicate, and he has that. And so he brings that to the table in a way some of the other candidates did. And I think when you kind of step back and look at a little bit more globally, I think you see someone who checks a lot of boxes and provides maybe a bit of a link to what they had in John Gibbons, but also someone who has a lot of what this front office wants as well.
This is a guy who is viewed as a traditionalist who understands and acknowledges the new wave information that exists.
Traditionalist in how he handles players. Yeah.
Yeah. This organization at the top, which is Shapiro and Atkins, has really not shown that they're prepared to buy into all the analytics and all the new things that are going on the way Tampa did. And I grant you, Tampa this past year was, in my opinion at least, more a result of circumstance than of commitment to a particular way of doing things. Nonetheless, I'm wondering what you think we're going to see in terms of new ideas, and especially how you handle your starting rotation with this manager under this management group.
Well, I mean, the one caveat I'd throw into that what you just said there, Bob, is that he grew up in an organization that is very much ahead of the curve in a number of different ways, particularly when it comes to using different kinds of information and integrating them into your game-making decisions, the way you approach different situations, the way you deal with players, the type of stuff that you give to players. And, you know, Montoya wouldn't have been able to survive in the Rays organization as long as he did if he wasn't able to embrace that. And I think that we're going to see the Blue Jays probably be a bit more aggressive on that front next year than they were. You know, Montoya clearly is comfortable using that stuff. He's clearly comfortable thinking about the games in some different ways and being creative. And certainly the Rays were forced by circumstance, as you mentioned, to be that creative. But I think he'll bring some of that to the Blue Jays in a way that maybe John Gibbons didn't. You know, John Gibbons did a lot of creative things, but I think John Gibbons a lot of the time took a more of a wait-and-see approach and wanted to let others prove something worked or didn't work before he jumped on board. Whereas I think, you know, the Blue Jays wouldn't mind sort of driving the bus on some changes at times and experimenting a little bit more than what we saw in the past. So I certainly think Montoya will blend those two worlds in a way that is probably going to be beneficial as the Blue Jays transition from a team that was a little bit more staid to one that's perhaps a bit more aggressive in the way they experiment on the field.
It's a hell of a tribute to that. If you think of that Tampa organization, you know, who, again, have had to play the little engine that could, obviously, financially. But, you know, Joe Maddon, Dave Martinez, Rocco Baldelli, and Montoya, the last two getting hired within 24 hours of each other. You know, plus Kevin Cash, regarded as one of the best young managers, maybe the best managers in the game right now. That's a hell of a tree coming out of that. You know, and I guess Andrew Friedman, too, right?
Andrew Friedman and Chaim Bloom, their assistant general manager, is one of the finalists for the Mets GM job. So, I mean, certainly the people are looking at what the Rays are doing and are like, yeah, they've got some things figured out. And you know, I mean, Ross Atkins was pretty blunt about it at the end of the year. I mean, he said, you know, they look at what the Astros and the Rays are doing. They think those two teams are a little bit ahead of the curve. And I think the Blue Jays understand that, you know, while you're also dealing with the financial might and the intelligence of the Red Sox and the Yankees, you know, the Rays are about as clever as it gets in terms of organizations in baseball. And I think, the Blue Jays wanted to get a peek behind the curtain there, and, you know, they're bringing some of that into the organization now.
So here's a question you probably can't answer, but I got to ask it anyway, and that is Rocco Baldelli was on the Blue Jays list. He got hired by Minnesota less than a day before this announcement. What do you think the chances are that Baldelli was number one on the Blue Jays list and chose Minnesota?
In theory, it's possible. I mean, you know, obviously, we're biased because we live in Toronto. We're closer to the situation, but I'd have a tough time thinking that you'd want the twin situation over the Toronto situation.
Why?
But I just think, you know, this is a team with a bigger market, a national reach, a more payroll to work with ultimately, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the farm system. And yeah. I know the Twins have Buxton, and the Twins have some nice pieces. The Twins might be at the big league level right now a bit more advanced than the Blue Jays are. And, you know, this was a wild card team only 2 years ago. So it's not like you know, you're walking to the Baltimore Orioles or the Texas Rangers right now. But I just think, you know, this situation would probably be a bit more attractive. It's a better farm system as well.
And aside from the fact they're both Tampa guys, you know, very different profiles, right? So if that was the choice, you know, you've got a guy who's a kind of a baseball lifer in Montoyo, tons of minor league managerial experience, been around doing that kind of stuff for a long time, versus Baldelli, who's the youngest manager in the bigs right now. So that's a pretty stark choice, even though they, you know, were both from the Rays organization.
Yeah. Well, look, I asked a question that I know there's no answer to, because the only people who might know that are not going to tell us.
Yeah, correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So I guess I have to apologize for the question. But I did preface it by saying, I know you can't answer
it. No, lots of people are wondering that, I guarantee you.
You know, I'm sure they are. I am. I'm curious about it. Not that it means anything necessarily in the long term, or how we should view Montoyo as a prospective major league manager. But nonetheless, it's interesting.
I think there would have been a bit more risk with Baldelli because he's so much younger and because the experience factor isn't there. The one thing that, I mean, Baldelli's resume is really impressive in you know, the short amount of time since he stopped playing. I think 7 or 8 years since he stopped playing. I mean, he's worked in the front office. He's worked on coaching staffs. He's connected the front office to the clubhouse. You know, he's done a lot of the things that check the boxes. And, you know, he was a good player back in the day, and that carries some weight, too,
yeah, sure.
You know, before injuries cut him short.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have that wealth of experience. I mean, 18 years of coaching and managing in the minors and the majors, I mean, that's tough to replicate.
No, I'm a big fan of that, too. It's high, very high on my personal list for whatever that means, and it probably means nothing. But we shall hopefully speak with Mr. Montoyo soon and get to know him over the next few months and maybe years. Shai, we must move along. We thank you for your time, as always. We'll see you soon, pal.
Have a good night, fellas.
Shai.